you could introduce yourself and explain what you do.
My name's Peter Vigil, and I'm the district manager for the Taos Soil and Water Conservation District in Taos. And we have a program for Sekia rehabilitation through the Conservation District. We also do many other natural resource programs. We help people with rangeland restoration. We help people with stream restoration for our rivers and streams. We do some forest work on private lands. We do some research, groundwater mapping. We also do noxious weeds and invasive vegetation types, and we also help the county and the municipalities in Taos deal with growth and urban issues.
And as far as, like, you know, you have the numbers, if you're dealing with the growth and urban issues, is there a lot of land that is being taken away from agriculture and put into development? Is that happening a lot here?
Well, I would say that it's happening all over the country. It's not just happening in the Western United States. We've looked into the situation, and we've found that in the United States in general, we're in a time where it's unprecedented for growth. What that means is that in no time in our nation's history has there been more subdivisions and homes being built and things of that nature. So we would probably say that the district would probably list that as probably a top conservation priority is just the sprawl from the urban areas into traditional non-developed areas. And we see that result in northern New Mexico. We see that a lot of development is taking place. And our job as a conservation district is to minimize the impact of that development.
How do you do that?
Well, there's certain things. Planning, 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 location, location, location. In our task, we sort of review the natural resources. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that any review that we would give a municipality or a governing agency would have the best possible information. So before a development's built, usually the county will contact us and ask us to do a terrain management review on that particular subdivision. And what that means is we're going to look at the vegetation types before and after development. We're going to look at soil disturbance before and after development. We're going to look at drainage and any concerns that with flooding or disposal of water. And we look at these things, and what we want to do is we want to make sure that the development is suitable for the area that it's located in via soils, water availability, erosion factors, revegetation factors, things like that. And we also want to make sure that there is a checks and balance system in there so that at least somebody's looking at these things, and we want to make sure that they conform or at least adhere to the regulations.
And do they have to listen to you? Do they have to come to you, and then do they have to listen to you after they come to you?
It is required in state statute through the county that the Soil and Water Conservation District should be contacted for a review on what I would call subdivisions, major subdivisions. However, it is up to the county commission to have the final word. So our review is basically an opinion. And it is an opinion based on, ecological factors and natural resource concerns. There's also opinions that are issued from other offices, such as the Environment Department and engineering firms via geohydrology, water availability, things like that. So all those opinions are sort of put together by the planning department and given to the powers that be. And their decision might be based on that, might not. I don't have control of that part of the process. So we just provide information.
Okay. And what has happened in the past? I mean, does it seem like they've listened? Does it seem, and everything is, like, development in Taos County seems to be going in a good way?
Well, over the history that I've been in this office and we've been doing this work, we've developed a very close relationship with the planning department. And we find that they welcome our suggestions and our opinions. Now, we're in a very crucial time now. So to define development as going good or bad is really an observation by the observer. You have unprecedented growth as a result of all of us living in a very affluent nation. Okay. Now, I'm not very affluent, but I know that it's an affluent nation because there's a lot of construction and a lot of building going on, and the marketplace is driving that. That type of factor is relatively uncontrollable. Okay. What is controllable is, you know, putting our heads together, looking at the environment, looking at natural landscape processes, drainage, vegetation, and looking at those things. And making sure that the developments that are going in have the minimum impact on those natural landscape processes, as well as allowing people to exercise their constitutional right of developing their property. And that's a really tough balance. And, you know, I'm really glad that you know, that at least that Taos County's planning department, you know, I feel that, you know, they have a very professional staff. You know, I work with them all the time. And we try to be as professional as possible and as impeccable in our reviews as we can. And hopefully, you know, we can join together as an area, a region, a community, and we can take these concerns and at least, you know, try to, you know, minimize impact of development, but still allow people to survive in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you talk about people do have ultimately the right to develop whatever they want to their land, but that's their, as private ownership goes. So how much land is formerly agricultural and now it's being developed? I mean, how do you know, do you have numbers on that?
I don't think anyone has any kind of numbers on that kind of stuff. And the reason is Taos is what I would call a very popular location to build right now. And I don't think that we have in any of our agencies, whether it's planning or regulation or review, the adequate funding and staff to really get a hold on the amount of development that's being proposed and completed. We've just grown too fast and too big too quickly. And what we're doing now is everybody's sort of becoming aware of that fact, and there's awareness being created, which is a positive aspect for myself, because that's always the first thing that needs to come about in order to change and to adapt. And so this awareness, and that's why I'd like to compliment you on you know, asking these questions, is because, you know, we do want to have a healthy environment and a sustainable environment. And we do want to have prosperity. And that balance is tough when you have just an onslaught of, you know, applications for subdivisions, and then you only have two staff people to look at those applications. And then from our point of view, I mean, I'm the only one in this office that does subdivision reviews. And, you know, when one comes to me, I put about 16 straight hours into that type of review. We use the latest technology. We aerial photos, soil maps, past drainage patterns. We go out and do a field review. And you know, all this type of, you know, 16 hours for every subdivision. I mean, there's not enough time in the day to do all the subdivisions. Mm-hmm. So at least by creating this kind of awareness and getting people to talk, whether they be developers or they do neighborhood associations, or people that are just concerned mm-hmm. about, you know, natural landscape processes, getting them to talk together, okay, is the first step to come up with new and innovative ways to minimize the impacts of development. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you can do that. And that comes about through you know, people educating themselves and becoming aware of the situation. Mm-hmm. Now, there are places all across this country that are doing new and innovative development strategies. And Taos is one of those places. I mean, we have a very sustainable-oriented population and populace in this part of the country. And we have a lot of green thinking, and we had a lot of recycling-minded people. And I think that's really neat, and it's sort of exciting and historic because all over the world, in fact, people are sort of waking up from their slumber, and they're realizing that, you know, this is the Mother Earth, and we need to do things in a different way. We can't just be a consumptive part of the problem, or mass, as you say. So we find that, you know, we find neat ideas. And the only thing is that we got to get the powers that be to adapt their regulatory processes to embrace those sustainable technologies. And it's happened in other parts of the country. There's a sort of a science that's coming out of all of this that's called sustainable development. Mm-hmm. And what it's doing is it's creating more open space and less curb and gutter and less dependence on utilities and how you orient your house so that it's heated by the sun so you don't use that much electricity, and the materials that's built in your house, and how you can have a water conservation methods. And, you know, so a good picture to imagine in your mind would be, you know, a subdivision around a farm. And in the middle of that subdivision is a working farm where people go and get community-based agriculture, and they have a good backyard view of a beautiful farm rather than somebody else's lot. And that's what you're thinking of in designing these sustainable subdivisions. Now, they haven't come to our area yet. I mean, you know, we're at the tip of the iceberg on that. But there is strategies and proven subdivisions that even have what I would say businesses and stores in them that have this open space mentality, but smaller frontages, less driveway, you know, less use of space for the sake of development. And it's really encouraging to see some of that. And hopefully we can incorporate that with the governing entities and the regulations so that a developer, if he wants to do that, isn't penalized because he's not following quote unquote regulations. Right. And that kind of change is going to come about very slowly. So very, even though it's encouraging, I mean, don't hold your breath because, you know, the wheels of government move very slowly. But I see a time when, you know, everything that we're building is just, you know, in harmony, you know, with the environment and the earth. Mm-hmm.
And where do you see those subdivisions, those more sustainable subdivisions?
Well, you know, they're all over the nation. I mean, you know, Colorado, Boulder, parts of California, mm-hmm. Marin County. There's some in South Carolina. A good resource for you know, looking at scientifically based sustainable development would probably be the Urban Land Institute. And I think that your listeners, you know, they can probably Google ULI, Urban Land Institute. And it's sort of a consortium of modern planners that are looking at these issues. And well, I think we have one that's supposed to be built right here in New Mexico, which is in Albuquerque. It's the Mesa del Sol Project, which is from my understanding, is, you know, supposed to be sort of keyed toward sustainability and being in harmony with where it's at. And it's supposed to be pretty big. Okay. And so, you know, we're really excited to see how that goes and see if we can learn something from that. And but, yeah, the Urban Land Institute is a great resource for that. And there's also a several other you know, sustainable development, you know, probably if you Googled that, you could probably get some more information, or any type of green. I know that PBS had a show. I was watching it on Sundays before the weather got good, because, you know, right now I'm, you know, fixing the house and cleaning the yard and such. But they had a green building show that would and it was on PBS you know, we got it over here in Taos on Sundays, and it had a lot of innovative ideas about you know, using recycled stuff in your home and not so much dependent on the traditional type of construction, and using maybe more earth-friendly methods for building.